Oh, real quick, also, Teresa Weatherspoon will be here at 1 o'clock following our players, and also a reminder that Lady Texture Basketball tips off at 7 p.m. against South Carolina tonight in the Thomas Assembly Center.
Okay. I'll announce our players of the week. We've got two on offense. Kevin Sayai and Kenneth Dixon on offense. Defensively, it's IK and Impali. And then on special teams, our player of the week is Connor Nichols. So those guys were all, did a good job for us last week.
Hey, Sam, can you get a little bit closer?
Yeah. To this? Okay. Reflecting on the game this weekend, it was, we knew kind of going in it was going to be a hard-fought game. I think Texas State, does a good job, and Coach Franchione does a good job of building those games up. And we knew being a home game against a ranked team that we would get their best shot, and thought they played well, thought they had them well prepared. We were very fortunate to get a couple of stops in the second half and play well enough on offense to win the game. We were disappointed that we gave up as many points as we did. We had some issues at times, getting them stopped. And then we weren't very, very good in our kicking game this week as well. I think that hurt us at times. Texas State had a good kicker, good punter. We knew that going in, had a good return game. And gave up a 20-plus yard punt return and a long kickoff return. And they did a good job of containing us for the most part. So, fortunate to win. We really were lucky to make enough plays to win the ball game. But I thought it was a good win for us. Anytime you go on the road and you win, it's always a positive. And again, we did what it took to figure out how to win the game. Moving forward, Utah State, I think, is, just a really good football team. I think you look at them, they're very solid on special teams, really playing lights out defensively and really playing well offensively. You look at their games, particularly here in the last month, they've gotten out to a big lead on everybody and had an opportunity to play a lot of players and have done a good job of playing well early. It's going to be important for us to get off to a good start and play well for 60 minutes. I think it's going to be a hard-fought, tough football game. It's what we expect. I'm sure we're going to need to play well. We're going to need to take care of the football and get more stops and create some turnovers. I think that's the thing. We haven't gotten any turnovers in the last 2 weeks, and it's something that we've got to do a better job of doing here down the stretch.
So, I mean, how much do the injuries on the defensive side of the football mean to you guys stopping the option and stopping their attack?
Well, it's hurt us all year just in terms of continuity. I mean, when you look at guys, it's been it's been hard to get settled in there at all defensively just because we have had so many injuries and so many different guys. We'll get them back healthy for a week, and then they won't be able to practice, and then we're trying to get them ready for a game, and it's just hurt our continuity a little bit. And I think, that's an excuse. Everybody's got injuries this time of year. I mean, that's part of college football, part of pro football, part of high school football. Is guys get injured, and you got to move on. You got to get the next guy ready. And so, I think it's affected us, but we've just got to play better. I mean, we've got to do a better job getting our players prepared as coaches. And then we've got to do a better job when we get into the ball games, and it's something that has been a little bit of an issue for us this year. We haven't played as well defensively as we'd like. We've never really gotten settled in. I think that happened to us on Saturday. They hit a couple of drives on us early, and we got a little rattled, lost some confidence, and all of a sudden they had their way with us a little bit, and. We've got to continue to get better and improve, and I think, we're going to get more guys back this week. I'm excited about that. I think we're healthier right now than we've been really since the Virginia game, and I think that's we needed to get these guys back.
It's strange having played, when you look at playing 12 games in a row, and that takes a toll regardless, but to get healthier and later in the season seems almost.
Yeah, it is kind of weird just because we have been so banged up. But it is kind of worked this way where, you know, we had those high ankle sprains against Virginia that are finally, with Solomon and Justin, I think are finally starting to go away. You know, Crow's had a little bit of an issue that he's been working through. So it's just been one of those years where we've just had a hard time getting any kind of continuity defensively. But, you know, as I said, we're going to need those guys this week, and we're fortunate to be getting a good group of them back.
Of course, Coach, this week you get Kendrick James back. He'll be wearing Tyrone's number 22. Just talk about what you think he'll mean to that defense.
Well, I think it's, you know, I think his leadership's going to mean as much as anything else. I mean, I think he's a guy that our players really respect and look to. I think he'll be a great calming influence on us. You know, and I think obviously, you know, he's a good player and he'll give us another option at the defensive end spot. But his leadership's probably going to be equally important.
Sonny, you talk about the beginning of the season, you guys clearly have goals of doing this, doing that. You have an opportunity to set one goal on Saturday with the win. You claim at least a share of the WAC championship title for the second consecutive year. I'm assuming that hasn't been something that's passed the team by or you guys haven't looked at.
Yeah, I mean, they know. I mean, they've known, you know, for really the last month kind of where we've been in terms of, you know, understanding this is a big football game. You know, I think that we probably haven't played as well over the last month as we'd like to in some ways, but I think that, you know, our guys have known this has been coming for a long time, and I think that, you know, we'll be excited to play. And you know, anytime the season starts, your first goal is always win a conference championship, and that's true with us. And this game, you know, obviously is going to be a big determining factor who's going to win the conference championship. And so, you know, we're going to need to play well. We're going to need to play better than we have played. It's going to need to be you know, one of our best efforts this year to have a chance to win.
You mentioned how well Utah State's played over the last month coming off of a bye week. Obviously, it's not always fair to score, you know, to compare scores between games. But, you know, what's this team done well, especially over the last month?
Well, they've really been dominant. I mean, you look at them, they've played in really, really good defense. I mean, that's the thing. They're, you know, they're just not giving up many points, not giving up many drives. Not giving up many yards. I mean, just been a dominant football team defensively, and that's allowed them to, you know, to pull away early in ball games. I mean, you go and watch the film, and you know, you look up, and it's midway through the second quarter, and they're usually ahead, you know, 28-0, or you know, 24-0, or 31-0, and it just seems like they've gotten off to a great start against people, and have really been able to hold them off. You know, they're just playing well. I mean, that's the thing is, you can see that they're playing a lot of confidence. They got a lot of leadership on their team. You know, they do things the right way. You know, they're in great position defensively, play after play after play, and you know, got a lot of maturity in that group, and you know, just playing at a high level.
Coach, could you say that this is possibly the best defense you guys will face this season?
Well, it certainly is statistically. I mean, I don't think you can argue with that. You know, I think Texas A&M's got a good defense. They have done some good things, but yeah, I would think so. I think this group right here, again, collectively, is really, really good. I mean, you just look at them, you know, they're never out of place. The guys are in sync. You know, they just know how to play good defensive football.
Coach, every week you talk about how hard it is to win on the road, and what does it mean to have this game at home inside Joe Ice Stadium as opposed to playing in Logan?
Yeah, it's big for us. It's, you know, it's a huge advantage for us to be home this week. You know, it's the way the schedule played out with them having a bye week before this game, I think is tough on us. But I think, you know, us having the game at home, I think it helps us. And, you know, our kids are going to – it's going to be senior day for us. We have a lot of seniors on the football team, and they're going to want to play well in their last game at Joe Ice Stadium. And, you know, there's a lot of things that are going to be involved in this game. It'll be an emotional game for a lot of our players. And, you know, we're going to need to do a good job of sorting through that and remembering that, you know, football is all about doing their job and playing one play at a time and not to get caught up in the distractions that are out there. But, you know, we're going to have to play well, and our guys know that.
So is it not only a defining game for the team, but also the fans, considering – you know, a lot of people are going to be watching this in terms of how many people come out here to play?
Yeah, that's a big deal. I mean, I think it's a big deal for our program. I really do. I think games like this are always important to your program because it's a great measuring stick. I mean, this is an 8-2 football team that, you know, that lost two really tough games to BCS, you know, teams really, and you know, BYU has got a good football team, one of the best defenses in the country, And, you know, Wisconsin has really played well as of late. You know, Utah State was a play away of both those games from winning. So, you know, they're a good football team, but they're a better team now than they were when the season started. But the thing that's unique about this is, you know, Aaron, as you said, it's when you get a chance to play in a big game like this, you know, it's important to take that next step as a program. You know, I think it's important for us to play well and beat a good football team at home, and I think it's important for our fan base to be supportive of what we're, you know, what the product is, and get out and support it. And I think they will, and, you know, I'm looking forward to a great crowd on Saturday.
Coach, whenever you have one unit that appears not to be pulling their weight, there's always that issue maybe in the locker room that, you know, the offense will be, you know, against the defense. Have you seen any of that? How do you combat a situation?
You know, not really. The good thing about this group is I haven't seen any of it. Haven't seen any talk. Hadn't been any finger pointing, any of that kind of stuff. And I think our offense right now has enough confidence that, you know, we feel like they can, you know, they can score what they need to score in order to win. You know, when you have that approach, you know, in a lot of ways, you live it on borrowed time, because at some point you're going to come up against a really good defense, and it's going to be difficult, which it will be for us on Saturday. I mean, we know that, our players know that. So we're going to have to play better team football on Saturday than we played, you know, over the last couple of weeks. You know, defensively, we're going to have to play better. We're going to have to play better in our kicking game, and, you know, we can't afford to have those 2 3-and-outs that we had back-to-back possessions there against Texas State.
What do they do offensively, Sonny? What's their...
Well, they do a little bit of everything. I mean, they're you know, run some option and you know, typical team where, you know, they run a lot of different things. I mean, a similar type style to San Antonio a little bit. You know, just in the fact they're very multiple and, you know, play with tight ends and not with tight ends. And, I mean, just 2 backs, sometimes 1 back. I mean, just a little bit of everything. But they, you know, they've got a really good offense. They know what they're doing. They're well coached. You know, the quarterback's really gotten better and playing at a high level.
Coach, I'm assuming that most defenses, when they have an off week or don't play as well as they like, they always go into practice that following week determined to better themselves the next game. Clearly, this would be a great opportunity for your defense to rise to the occasion with all that's on the line Saturday.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, these guys are excited, I'm sure, to get back out there. I think anytime you don't play well, you want next Saturday to come around as fast as possible. And our guys will prepare well this week. And as I said, it's going to be nice to get a lot of guys back, and we'll be able to, you know, get the guys in the positions they play and let them practice there all week and you know, get them to the game probably better prepared than we have been, just because, again, they're going to have more opportunities to practice and see the looks that we need to prepare for the game.
Both teams run the ball really well. Utah State's the best against them running in the conference. Just how important is the run game for balance for both teams?
Yeah, so, you know, it's big for us. I mean, when we're scoring points and playing well, you know, we're able to run the football. It just takes a lot of heat off of your quarterback, and a big part of the reason why Colby's had the success he had is because our run game's good. You know, he doesn't feel like he's got to force balls, and he doesn't feel like he's got to make plays single-handedly. And, you know, I thought we blocked better up front last week than we have in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, I thought Kenneth Dixon ran better. I thought he looked more fresh. You know, looked like he looked a couple of weeks ago. You know, I thought he got a little bit worn down, and he looked like the old Kenneth Dixon Saturday. So, you know, we're going to need for him to run well on against Utah State, but it's always important for us to you know, get our run game established.
Coach, you talked about the line just a little bit there, but then you also talked about Colby. Colby's only been sacked, what, 7 times, 8 times?
I think 7. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think any program would love to have their quarterback only.
Yeah, well, that's a byproduct of a lot of stuff. Of, you know, the style of offense we've got, you know, it's not a, you know, we don't run a lot of down the field passes. It's kind of a quick passing offense for the most part. So it starts with kind of your style and your schemes, and then, you know, your offensive linemen obviously are playing well if you're not getting hit that much and you're not getting sacked, and, you know, the receivers are getting open, and then Colby's doing a great job of getting rid of the football. And so, you know, any time that you have, like, it's a little bit like the no interception streak that he's got going. I mean, that's a byproduct of a lot of people, and it's kind of an individual stat, but it's really speaks volumes about the group collectively.
being in this situation last year where you guys were able to come away with the championship at home was really special for this program, yourself, the players, everyone involved with Louisiana Tech. Now that you're in a situation similar to that, you've been there, done that type thing, I'm assuming that this is going to be business as usual this week instead of the hype that was surrounding it last year.
Well, I think so to a degree. I mean, I think that, you know, anytime you're playing for something big, you know, against a good football team, your players, you know, get that sense and they know it, and they'll be, you know, they'll be excited about it. And again, playing at home and as many guys that we have suiting up for the last time at home, I think that those are all big deals. And you know, so there'll be some. I think our guys will be excited. I think, you know, there'll be some emotion, but we're going to have to work through that. I mean, that's the, you know, the funny thing about emotion is, you know, it runs out pretty quickly, and, you know, and you got to go play the game and get settled in. And so we've got to do a good job of, you know, not being too emotional, being excited to play, but not go out there and expend too much energy in early in the ball game and not be able to maintain it throughout the game.
What's the sense you felt from your team after Saturday night's win, after you had a chance to talk to them? What was the feeling on the way home?
Well, you know, really the last month has kind of been, we've been happy to win, but I think in a lot of ways, you know, disappointed that we didn't play as well as we could have. And I think that's a sign of having a good football team. You know, we're not, you know, when you go to Las Cruces and win and you only win by 14, you don't play great. You know, we didn't have any parties on the plane, you know, and it was kind of the same thing coming back on Saturday. You know, our guys know they got to play better. They know it's hard to win a football game in college. I mean, you look at people that got upset this past week. I mean, Louisville got blown out by Syracuse. I don't think anybody saw that coming. And, you know, Notre Dame goes to, what, two or three overtimes against Pittsburgh. And you know, really good football teams, you know, it's hard to win them all. And it's hard to play at that level week in and week out when you start talking about, you know, young kids. And really that's what they are. And there's a lot of emotional stuff involved. There's matchups involved. They're staying healthy. There's so many different factors that go into winning and losing. It's a hard thing to do week after week after week. And so, you know, we've gotten to a good point. You know, 9-1 is obviously a good record for us, but we know we're going to have to do better.
You talked last week about insulating yourself against noise and outside buzz, but you also talked about there about knowing what other teams did. Are those cautionary tales you can use for your players? I mean, even though
I think you guys are
playing a lot of Saturdays as well.
Yeah, no, I think it is. I mean, it definitely is. I think you can talk to your guys about other people. You know, again, what you run into is you know, they're young men and they sometimes think their situation is not applicable, maybe, or their situation's different than somebody else's, but. But, you know, we're to the point now where, you know, these last two ball games, I mean, we know what we're getting ourselves into. I mean, these are two really good football teams. All you have to do is watch the tape. You know, we're not going to show them the tape this week and have to, you know, tell them how good they can be. They're going to see how good they are. And so it makes a difference.
Talk a little more about Keaton. He has the ability to run and throw. You mentioned how he's improved a lot in his sophomore year. What does he bring to the table?
Well, you know, he's always been a guy that can make plays. I mean, that's the thing about him is you know, he can run around and throw it down the field, or he can run around and, you know, get you a first down. You know, what I like about him is that he plays a lot of emotion and a lot of confidence. And he's doing a lot better job taking care of the football. He was a little reckless at times last year with the ball, and he doesn't do that anymore. I mean, he takes tremendous care of the ball. And I think that's the biggest part of why their offense has grown and improved and gotten better. They just don't turn it over much anymore. And, you know, he just is a playmaker. You know, he's one of those quarterbacks that, you know, you cover him and he can take off, or you get a good rush on him, he'll break a tackle or sidestep somebody and throw it down the field. And those guys are always a pain.
Does facing Johnny Manziel early in the year help prepare you for a guy like Keaton?
I think it does. I mean, I think it does to an extent. You know, schemes are different and style of play is a little bit different, but, you know, our guys have seen a pretty good quarterback that can scramble and pull the ball down and can really run fast, and Keaton's pretty similar in some ways.
The two programs seem to be kind of evolving around the same pace. You know, last year when we played Utah State. It was two teams trying to gain confidence and establish identity. This year, it's two very good football teams aiming for something big.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think they've done a good job with their program. I mean, they're, you know, they've built it with, you know, doing it the right way. You know, as I said earlier, you can just watch. You watch the film, and you can see their players, you know, they know what to do, and they know where the other guy is going to be, and you know, Gary's done a good job with the program. I think they've got two really good coordinators that have done a good job of molding their schemes to fit their players. You know, I've been really impressed with what they're doing on both sides of the ball. You know, just they're a good, solid football program. I mean, they really are. They, you know, they're good on, you know, offense, defense, and really solid on special teams.
You mentioned his defense not having forced any turnovers in the last 2 weeks. Utah State's actually in the minus end of the turnover spectrum. Does that even magnify the turnover battle even more? So?
Well, I think it's the turnover battle is always big. I think especially you know, especially when you're struggling a little bit defensively. You know, you've got to be able to get some stops. And you know, we haven't been very good on third down defensively, and you know, the turnovers are the way to combat that, and it's a big equalizer. And you know, we got to get some. You know, we got to get some turnovers, and have that's going to be a real important for us. You know, on Saturday, just getting those extra possessions and taking away their possessions.
Anything else?
All right.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.